Welcome to the Unit Care Podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners. This week, Unit Care Services Managing Director Gordon Russell is at a conference in England where he caught up with Nigel Glenn, the Chief Executive of the Association of Residential Managing Agents. This was a great opportunity to compare notes on issues of interest to unit owners in the UK with those here in South Australia. So it's over to Gordon in a very noisy London venue.
My name is Nigel Glenn. I'm the Chief Executive of the Association of Residential Managing Agents, which is the association for managing agents in England and Wales.
And Nigel, how long have you been in this role?
It would be 2.5 years now, actually.
And you're enjoying it?
It's interesting. It's a challenge. There's lots going on. This year in particular, because of all the things that are happening with government, it's been a very, very strenuous year, I would say. But yeah, that makes it interesting.
And during the conference, I've heard a lot about ArmourQ. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
We don't call it ArmourQ anymore because you're either a member of Armour or you're not. But that was a self-regulatory regime that we put into place in 2015. We lost about 25% of our members when we did that, but we knew we were going to do that, and that's the whole point, because if we didn't, it would have just been a box-ticking exercise. So we came up with, say, a regulatory panel we put in place. We have a code.
Was it sort of a test people had to pass?
No. But you have 180 standards that you need to meet if you want to be a member of Armour.
Wow.
So what we're trying to do there is instill in the public the confidence that the managing agent that they were taking on had a level of professionalism, because it is over, anybody could set up as a managing agent. I did myself in a back bedroom. I was handed millions of pounds of other people's money. I shouldn't have been allowed to do that. Hopefully I'm a good guy, I didn't abuse it. But we're trying to put some form of rigour into the marketplace.
So could you tell us briefly some of those standards that you set?
Oh, some simple things like, for example, transparency. You have to put service charges in a particular way. Some of them are based on law, so we have, you know, what's a must. So, you must comply with legislation, is an obvious one. Others would be best practice, so should. So you should have a management agreement. Now, obviously, we want all of our members to have management agreements, because that's the professional thing to do. But it's not a must, because it's not the law in England to have it, which is, we think, an oversight.
In South Australia, that's come in 2013. There has to be a management agreement.
Yeah.
And you have to tell the clients, the existing or potential clients, exactly what their rights and responsibilities are under that agreement. It's been interesting during the conference, a number of people have made noises that they're not terribly profitable or they're marginal. Have you got any comment on why that might be in the UK, that body corporate managers or block managers are struggling a bit?
Yeah, I mean, they're not profitable. We did some benchmarking 2 years ago, and what we found is most of our members, 80% of them, have less than 4,000 units, which is not huge in the UK. And most of them are run by somebody such as myself, who is not working for a salary. You kind of hope at the end of the year you'll get a dividend and so forth.
Wow.
If you put those people back in at a reasonable salary, say £60,000 for a director of a company, on average they lose 12.5%. The big guys, they make 6-7%. It is not a profitable business. Everybody seems to think it is. You know, in the press, it's all managing agents. They're doing really, really well as leaseholders. It's not. There's been a race to the bottom for fees. Obviously, you've got some people with much higher cost base. They're Armour members. They've got all this compliance to do. Against people who will just go in and say, I'll do it for, you know, X.
One of the delegates said to me that they knew of circumstances where Armour members over-delivered, so they over-serviced their clients. They went beyond their agreement, and their clients got to expect that of them, but they weren't being paid for that service. Yep. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I got it for myself. When I had my firm, we were a big selling point for us was communication, and people would say, "Oh, the current managing agent takes 3 days to get back to us." So we put in what we thought was a good system, and I'm not kidding. I had people say, "I sent you ring up." Furious, I sent you an email at 9 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock and you haven't replied to me yet. And it wasn't something like there's water gushing through the roof. It was maybe I've lost the accounts from 2 years ago. I need them for next week. Can you send it? So it is strange. You can tend to oversupply people. And of course, people, once you get a level of service, you expect that's what I get always. Surely that becomes the new norm.
One of the things that we've done is establish a performance guarantee, which we did from the beginning of my business. And that says we have to return phone calls same day, get jobs done on time, get minutes of meetings out within 14 days, etc. Do you have any performance guarantees in the industry?
not in the industry really, but that's for each member to do. But we would recommend that people do. It's managing expectations. You will know it's going to be the same in Oz. It's about communication. If people think they're being listened to, if people think that what they're saying is being heard and acted upon, they're happy. The classic is the lift is broken. It's going to take 2 weeks to fix. Well, don't kind of say, you know, it's 2 weeks, we'll get back to you in 2 weeks. Email every day and say, look, it still looks like it's going to be a week on Thursday. The parts got to have to come from Belgium, da 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 da.
And so managing expectations is really important with clients.
Yeah. If you look in our system here of the tribunals, the first-tier tribunal, the ombudsman and so forth, I can guarantee you we get those results every year and we send out, these are the top 10 reasons why managing agents have been put forward. 99% of the time, number one is communication. It could have been solved, nipped in the bud, miles before. And that for me is a huge, huge key. And technology will go that way, but that's what people expect. You know, you have streaming news on your pocket now, emails coming through every second, so you do expect to be heard straight away. And it's a stress because you need people to respond that way. But I think that's the way it's going.
So this is really a technological challenge. If we can do more with the computer systems and they communicate directly with the clients by SMS or email or whatever it is, then the clients will be more relaxed, less likely to complain.
Yeah. And I think somebody mentioned we had the technology guy talking about AI. AI could help some of that. So somebody rings up and says, what's my service charge for this year? It doesn't need a person to look that up. You can have voice recognition saying, oh, you're in flat 1234, accessing the system and saying your service charge for this year is such and such. So this technology isn't something to be frightened of. It can actually help us because it'll take away the stuff that takes our time up and leave the time to do the things that really, really matter that humans do.
Building the relationship with the clients.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
Thank you.